Well, I'm back. It's always nice to come back to church and see familiar faces and know that some of you are coming and going. I know that Billy and her husband are going to be welcomed into the church in a couple of weeks, and that Gary and Grace are traveling, unfortunately, for the death of a dear beloved one in Arizona. So I'm substituting with a greeting to you from the church in Burundi. Every Sunday, it was filled with almost 300 exalting singers in Bujumbura. And the Sunday that we were in Burundi Hope School was overpowering. I went to a Catholic worship in which the seminarian sounded like a men's Bulgarian choir, lifting up praises in 8-part harmony. Unbelievable in their praise of God in one of the poorest parts of our entire world. But God is there, and your books are there. Remember those books that I frantically gathered for most of you last January? Well, they arrived, got through customs, and are up in the hills in Burundi waiting for some extra shelves to be built. The children of the School of Hope, 71 of them, wrote little letters. The letters are meant for people like Beth and the little people in our church. I would like us to think about writing back to them. I know this sounds like the New Testament epistles, but it's Valentine's Day next week, and David is going to get a chance to finally make it to Burundi. So he too will experience some of the amazing praise from the earth's poorest Batwar pygmy people, and he will hand carry any Valentine, any postcard, any little, I am Jean Sack, and I used to be a teacher, and I remember singing and playing with you in the month of January, type letters. If you have a picture to share of one of your favorite things, that's neat, too. I've left some cards in the Sunday school rooms, so if you want to just fake it and write a little note on a card, that's okay, too. These people don't even have a post office. So if David is Mr. Postman, if you can bring some things to church next Sunday or scribble off something today, there are 400 students and 15 teachers. So that means I need to ask almost as fervently as I did for books in this time. It's just letters of encouragement. So I hope each of you can do it. Dave, can you show my change of identity there? Yes, okay. This is who I was in Burundi. I'll hang it up by the poster back there that shows some of the pictures of the kids in school and using your books in National Geographics. But greetings from them, because they realize people in the world care about them. This is a new insight. No electricity, no water, no bookshelves, but they know they've got books that were sent by you. So thank you very much.